Well, speaking of August 20, that's when Restaurant Week Grand Rapids ends, because that's what Sarah Tincher, managing editor of Grand Rapids Magazine, is here to talk about. What to do, where to go come the weekend. Take it away, Sarah.
Yes, ma'am. As you just said, in case you haven't heard, Restaurant Week Grand Rapids kicked off yesterday with more than 50 local restaurants offering fixed-price dinner menus for $28, plus several that are also offering $14 lunch menus. Can't beat it. As she said, through August 20th, you can find all of the participating restaurants and menus online at experiencegr.com/restaurant-week. Tonight, head down for some live entertainment, a strolling dinner, cocktails, and a curiosity stations with hands-on experiments and demonstrations at the Van Andel Education Institute's Curiosity and Cocktails event. The fun starts at 6 p.m. at the Institute, located at 216 North Division, in case you didn't know. You can register online under the events tab at vai.org. Baseball fans, now is the time to come out and see our West Michigan Whitecaps while you still can.
Yeah, before it gets cold.
Yes, and the season is winding down. They're only going to be home, I think, 2 more weeks out of this year. Yep. So our local Tiger affiliate will face the Great Lakes Loons every day from tonight through Sunday at Fifth Third Ballpark. So come out and support them. Also come out and celebrate Kentwood's 50th anniversary this weekend with a classic car show and Kentwood's Got Talent on Friday, plus games, food trucks, beer garden, live music, and fireworks on Saturday at Kentwood City Hall. I head over to Holland, downtown Holland, from 9 to 9 tomorrow and 9 to 5 on Saturday for the Holland Sidewalk Sales, where you'll find more than 100 outdoor merchants, street performers, food booths, and more. Or you can stop by Granville Friday and Saturday for the 4th Annual Vintage and Blueberry Fest, featuring vintage vendors, a classic car show, pie eating contest, and petting zoo for the kids or adults if you're anything like me, yes, and much more.
Where's that? Was that the Vintage and Blueberry Fest, you say?
Yep. Yep. It's in downtown Granville. Yep.
Cool.
And on Saturday, test out your sand sculpting skills, or just sit back and watch if you're, again, like me, at the Grand Haven Sand Sculpture Contest from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grand Haven City Beach. And the Vintage Street Market returns to Grand Rapids Downtown Market this weekend with furniture, clothing, accessories, home decor, and more. The 60-vendor market will be set up from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Vintage was probably be the key word there,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. It's vintage goods. It's all kinds of retro stuff. Kind of cool, neat stuff. And you can stop by the Berlin Raceway in Marne for a bite to eat on Sunday, where dozens of national food trucks will be set up for the world's largest food truck rally from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you're looking to see a show this weekend, I've got plenty of options for you here. Okay. The Unity Christian Music Festival started yesterday, but there's still plenty to see through Saturday, including main stage artists like Toby Mac and Casting Crowns and many others. Concerts will be held on multiple stages between 11 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Saturday at Heritage Landing in Muskegon. Yep, you can visit unitymusicfestival.com for more details. And the Holland Civic Theater presents Dracula the Musical, the story of a 19-year-old boy on trial for killing his father, at 7 p.m. tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 50 West 9th Street in Holland. The Circle Theater will also take the stage at the Aquinas College Performing Arts Center this weekend with its performance of To Kill a Mockingbird.
It opens tonight.
Yes. The classic play, in case you don't know what it's a classic play about racial tensions set in 1930s Alabama. Shows start at 7:30 tonight, Friday, and Saturday. Or you can check out the Master Arts Theater's Game Show Extravaganza, featuring Hollywood Squares and Family Feud games with contestants.
Cool.
Yeah, chosen from the audience at 7 o'clock tomorrow and at 2 and 7 on Saturday. And if you're into magic, yep, West Michigan Magic will present its 4th season of Magic Tonight at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the American Legion Hall in Saugatuck.
Very nice. Much more to check out when we open your magazine and go to the City Beat section and more. But you have a feature or two you want to talk about. We're in the thick of August.
We sure are. And I think this is the first time I've been here since August started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've got plenty, got a whole new magazine to talk about.
Who's on the front cover? What's on the front cover?
The front cover is, it features the Sovngarde, a Scandinavian-inspired hotspot over on Bridge Street on GR's west side.
Yeah, that's got a great outdoors.
Yes, it's got a beer garden. They've got all kinds of cool stuff, outdoor bar. And I won't talk too much about it because that photo goes with our dining review, and so I don't want to spoil the review. But if you're looking for a new place to try, you should check it out to see what you've been missing. But I do want to talk about the power of collaboration, our feature on page 28, because this month is our annual education issue. We decided to highlight some local colleges that are partnering with the city and other organizations in Grand Rapids to give their students a unique learning experience. The College of Urban Education at Davenport University, for example, collaborates with Grand Rapids Public Schools, giving Master of Urban Education students a chance to teach in city classrooms. Whitley Morse, who graduated from the program in May, told us the experience prepared her in a way her professors couldn't, by taking the emphasis off grades and lesson plans and reminding her to focus on students as human beings. I think a lot of people who are, you know, learning to teach get caught up in how to do it in a very, you know, categorical way. But she said, listening to them and understanding what they go through in their personal lives is so important so she can reach them better as individuals and help tailor the learning experience to them. So it's pretty cool that, yeah, that's going on there. And at Calvin College, nursing students learn a lesson in compassion and get a feel for what it's like to connect with the patients on a personal level. Thanks to the school's partnership with some of Grand Rapids neighborhoods, the program places students in certain communities for 2 days a week, allowing them to get to know the people in the area, listen to their needs, and help bring change to their lives. And these are just a few examples. You know, there's quite a few in there, but you can read some of the other great collaborations that are going on in our city in the August issue of Grand Rapids Magazine.
Great. And we talk about it on a weekly basis. All right. So there we are. Another conversation concluded. Sarah Tincher, again, you're all over the web, Facebook, Instagram. Plus, if you want to make sure that you get yourself in print for the November issue, talk to you now.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us now. We work super far in advance. We would like to have things like 2 months in advance. So as early as you can. Also, like I mentioned it before, and I'm going to say it again because we recently launched grmag.com, our revamped version of our website. And our newsletter comes out today. And so you should head over to grmag.com and get signed up to make sure you are included. And it is free, by the way. So don't worry. We're not going to ask you to pay for anything. It's just daily updates. So it's a little supplement to the print edition. They're doing a lot of great work on the digital side, so I've got to shout them out.
To know where to go, what to do come the weekend, thanks to your lists and the community's proactivity to get you the info. Thanks, Sarah Tincher.
And thank you.